This is An Incomplete List, a Discworld fanfic featuring Book 25, The Truth. Written by Neverell Arch and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated G and is Gen. Summary. Being an incomplete list of the documents found in the Complaints and Comments office of the Ankh-Morpork Times, after the disappearance of Mr. Timothy Bauer. Author's Notes. Originally published in The Turtle Moves Discworld Zine, which can be downloaded for free along with several other zines at diyfanzines.dreamwith.org/3752.html. Editor's Note. The Complaints and Comments Department was created to deal with letters so trivial or so asinine that not even the Times would print them. Mr. Bauer was head of the CNC for 3.5 months, beating the previous tenure record by almost 11 weeks. He is believed to have escaped to the farthest reaches of Uberwald, where even the bravest postman might hesitate to follow. Mr. Bauer left behind him many answered and unanswered letters. They are nearly impossible to differentiate, as Mr. Bauer was terrible at filing. A letter from Mrs. Evadne Cake, complaining that a visit from the Times head photographer next week would result in blood spots on the carpet, and what was the Times going to do about it? Approximately 40 letters from the palace, all of them regarding crossword clues and construction. An excerpt. While the Circle C is indeed practically landlocked and might be better conceived of as a large lake, its common designation as a sea makes it improper to turn Leshp an occasional ayat, as the puzzler does in Nine Across. Another letter from Mrs. Cake, complaining that the Times' suggestion of hiring a carpet cleaner was impractical, as the stains would not occur for 5 more days. A letter of complaint from Corporal Nobby Knobs and Sergeant Fred Cullen of The Watch, concerning a recent political cartoon which claimed to feature caricatures of Watch officers as a fool and a monkey. Corporal Knobs and Sergeant Cullen allege that, in fact, the cartoon consisted of extremely realistic portraits of their own persons. A third letter from Mrs. Cake, informing Mr. Bauer that he was on no account to prevent Mr. Creek from coming to her house, as it would give her a terrible headache. Letters of complaint from several prominent businessmen and public figures, alleging that Ms. Crisplock had published what they said rather than what they had meant. A fourth letter from Mrs. Cake, arguing that Mr. Bauer's suggestion that she put down a sheet or something would make her sitting room look tacky. A stack of form response letters, much unused, with the text, "Dear Sir, Madam, or otherwise, we have read your letter and would like to profusely apologize. We have seen the error of our ways and will henceforth refrain from such behavior or statements. Yours, William DeWord, Editor, Ankh-Morpork Times." A second stack of form response letters, much depleted, with the text, "Dear Sir, Madam, or otherwise, we have read your letter and we are not sorry. Please stop writing to us." A copy of the latter form letter, with the text altered as follows, "Dear Mrs. Cake, we have read your letter and we are very sorry. Please stop writing to us." A fifth letter from Mrs. Cake, informing Mr. Bauer that Mr. Creek had been and gone and she would like the address of that carpet cleaner now. In addition, she would like to complain that the article written about her Medium business would contain several mistakes, and would the Times publish a retraction first? a letter of resignation from Mr. Bauer, found buried under several stacks of letters about humorously shaped vegetables. The end.